Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is December 2nd, 2021, and I'm going to start the collective reading using tarot cards, asking what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm feeling a lot of fiery energy. The cards are kind of jumping all over the place right now. Kind of sensing some stagnation as well. So the Five of Swords popped out, and then the Eight of Pentacles came out sideways. So far, I'm seeing that maybe you've been going through a period where you've been self-sabotaging, but I feel like right now you're kind of emerging in a new way, starting to realize in the spaces that you've been self-sabotaging, that you've actually also been growing this awareness of how you're growing, of what you're learning, of how to apply this into your life. I kind of see that maybe you've been doing patterns for a long time that, although familiar, have also been hurting you, have also been keeping you down. This could be thoughts, mindsets, behaviors, relationships with people, and how you're engaging with them, right? And how you're being perceived and how people are responding to you. I kind of sense that this is a time where you've kind of realized, like, hey, this is actually hurting me. Like, what can I drop? What should I take with me? And maybe refurnish, you know, just change it up and apply so that I no longer feel so heavy, so burdened. I'm seeing the Eight of Pentacles. I kind of sense that because it came out sideways, this is about two groups of people. The first group is somebody who is now in the midst of hard work, has been kind of on it, and has been feeling rejuvenated by this changing of seasons. The last time I did the collective reading was in July, so there's a lot that's been going on. We went through fall, we're about to go into winter. So I kind of sense that there's been maybe a harvest of what you've been doing throughout the year. And the second part, the second group of people, I'm kind of seeing that right now, maybe you've experienced a burnout. You've kind of experienced, like, you know what? This is the time for me to take a break and reassess. Maybe, like, I just deserve to take a break and actually see how far I've come. So, two sides of the coin. Let's pull out some more cards. The Ten of Swords reversed. I kind of sense that with this card, it's an ending of anxieties of sorts, right? So, even with the people that are burnt out or still going heavily and putting in that hard work, you're both getting things done. Rest is important, and then so is being productive, doing the things that you love the way you love to do them. The Ten of Swords reverse, I'm kind of seeing that you've been feeling just anxious, just really anxious, and it makes sense. You know, it's been a big year. It's been a big life. And with it reverse, I kind of sense that there's this almost like submission, this surrender, this release of control, right? Maybe you've been feeling like it's this wanting to control outcomes that you've come to burn out on and realize, like, you know what? I can't do it. I can't keep being the Five of Swords energy, trying to control, trying to manipulate, trying to cause and effect everything. You've kind of surrendered to the unknown. You've kind of surrendered to, like, what's going to happen. You're just like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm kind of sensing it almost as a death of the ego, as a part of yourself is kind of being depleted. It's dying. Like, a part of yourself is gone and it's changing. And that just really makes sense to me, since we are changing seasons. Well, we're about to. It kind of feels, and the eclipse is coming up this weekend. Tomorrow and the day after is going to be an eclipse of solar, and then the new moon. So I'm kind of sensing, like, right now it's just a big time for things to come up for you. A lot of sensations, a lot of emotions. And a lot of release. I'm kind of seeing that a good cry is in order. This could be induced by laughter. This could be induced by a memory. I just feel like a big release is in order, because you've been trying to control things for so long, and that can really put some wear and tear on your psyche, on your ability to flourish, to thrive, to try new things, to think new things. The kind of sense that you haven't been thinking new things. The Ten of Swords to me is about, like, 10 repetitive thoughts, right? So maybe write down on a sheet of paper 10 thoughts that you've been having, that are repetitive, right? That you've been obsessing about. I'm kind of sensing like a big OCD energy with this, just like trying to control, trying to outcome, trying to see. But you also realize that Five of Swords energy, like, hey, things aren't going to change just because I keep replaying it in my brain. So maybe write it down and do a ritual with yourself, right? Kind of do whatever feels right for you. I feel like this is going to be really intimate for every listener that hears this, and you're going to know what to do when you write down those 10 thoughts that have been consuming your mind right now. I feel like today, whenever you listen to this, is going to be a good time to allow yourself to release, allow yourself to acknowledge what your mind, what your energy and resources have been attracted to. The Ace of Pentacles. I love this card. To me, this card is about new beginnings, new money, new business, new adventures, planting of seeds, right? I'm kind of seeing that a lot of growth is going to happen, which makes sense. A new moon is coming up. And that to me is a time that's ripe for new beginnings, right? For planting the seed, watching things grow. So definitely see that as the light at the end of the tunnel, right? If you're kind of feeling burnt out, you're kind of feeling like, oh my gosh, I should be doing this. Like this, and I kind of feel like right now you're getting a lot of flashbacks from like a year ago. You might be getting flashbacks from like up to like maybe even 5 years ago or more. You're kind of seeing like, oh, where was I at this time, at this point, a year ago? And am I a failure because I'm not there? Or I just feel like you kind of need to acknowledge how far you've come and how you're different and how in many ways you're the same. And the parts of you that are the same, it's time to kind of like put a rake through all of that and then really get down to the nitty gritty of what's helping you and what isn't, what you can let go of and why you've been holding on to it. A lot of self-analyzing is going to help you, and really kind of focus in and hone in on what you're trying to grow. The Five of Wands upright. To me, this energy is about conflict, right? I kind of sense that maybe you're having conflict with yourself, fighting your own demons, fighting these dragons, right? That maybe you deal with every day. It's a time to kind of... This card to me is also about triumph, right? It's kind of like about like a scrimmage, like a friendly, I want to say fire, right? Like friendly fire. Like you're kind of practicing with yourself how to be with yourself in a new way. And of course, parts of you are going to have this rebuttal. They're going to be like, you know what? No, we're not changing things. We're never going to change. And that's your ego. And I feel like you're starting to realize like, okay, thank you for trying to protect me, but also you're hurting me. So no longer do I feel safe, feeling unsafe. I'm going to go ahead and take my bravery and try new things. And I feel like right now you're engaging in a battle with your thoughts, with yourself, and you're going to be triumphant. The Two of Cups upright. To me, this card is about self-love. Definitely, as you go through this process, be kind to yourself and love yourself and be patient with yourself. And I feel like your needs are going to be changing from day to day, from moment to moment. And it's important to check in with yourself at all times before you check in with anybody else. Right? I kind of feel like as a society, as human beings, we've been trained to tend to others first, to always be available, to always say yes, to be seen as a good person. So to always give, even when you can't, when you don't want to. And I feel like right now there's been a big foundational shift in how you're interacting with yourself. And I feel like it's important to be kind to yourself, to not hold yourself up to a standard that is impossible for yourself, right? Like instead of thinking, oh, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that? Like you're no good. Talk to yourself in a kinder way, right? Realize that you're trying your best and remember to really treat yourself in loving ways, whether that be a nap, more rest, sleeping in, a bath, whether that be meditating, doing some yoga, watching your favorite TV show, eating comfort food, whatever it is that you need to make yourself feel good, it's going to be really important as you transition, because what's happening right now is not light at all, right? This is heavy foundational work. And it's interesting because it has a lot to do with thoughts, right? Which is this air energy, which doesn't feel earthy, but because you are changing the way you're engaging with this airy energy, your thoughts, the way you talk to yourself in your head, that is changing your foundations, what you value, who you are. And the Eight of Pentacles card had come up. So that's that foundation, like how you engage with the world to provide your gifts while at the same time getting what you need from the world, right? And giving yourself what you need. And realizing you don't need to be working all the time to be a good human being, to be productive. Love yourself. You're engaging in heavy battles right now. We have the Tower reverse. This card to me is about big change that has already happened, or big change that you don't want to happen but is happening anyway, right? Like it's happening anyway. And to me, this card reminds me of that foundations, you know, like Your foundations are shifting. That means your value systems are shifting. That means that everything about your life is changing, even though you might not notice it right away. If you zoom into moments throughout your day and start to notice what you notice, you'll start to realize, if you pay attention to your thoughts that come up while you're doing this, you start to realize that you're engaging in a conversation with yourself at all times. And now that you're aware of this, you're starting to realize like what you want to be saying to yourself. And that's changing everything about your life. That's changing how you conduct yourself, how you even dress yourself, what you feed yourself, your schedule. Since right now the days are shorter and the nights are longer and they're about to get longer. I think, I'm actually not sure. I think so though. I think the nights are about to get longer since we're about to enter winter time, right? I feel like right now you are going to be so different, of course, right, from the summer version of you. And I feel like it's important to not compare yourself to your summer version of you, but to just kind of hold them side by side lovingly, to see how you need to be different in order to grow, right? We can't always be, and I feel like that's the message, like don't think you have to be your summer self throughout the winter to be a good person, to be productive. Your needs are changing, right? We also change with the seasons. We change with the times. Like we're human beings, we're these beings that literally come from Earth and come back to it. So we are attuned to these seasonal changes. And I feel like maybe there's a battle within you that's kind of saying like, no, I need to do this in order to be this. But realize that your needs are changing right now and be patient with yourself. The lover's reverse. This to me is that relationship with yourself, that relationship with others. And I'm kind of getting the message that maybe some relationships have been toxic for you and you've been able to let them go. But for some, you've been kind of having a hard time because they feel safe, right? And this could be lovers in real life. This could be friends. This could be family members. But this could also be yourself, right? Any toxic thoughts, like that battle of your thoughts and what's going on in your head. I feel like a part of you wants to be seduced by this idea over and over again, even though you know what the outcome is going to be. You've played it through in your mind 1,000 times and you know where it's going to take you. You know what's going to happen already. Like you know the entire movie, but I feel like there's a comfort in knowing the entire movie instead of starting a new movie and not knowing if that's going to be even good, right? It's kind of like, I feel like you're at this point where you're so comfortable in a certain way of living your life, but you also hate it. You also hate it so very much, but you're so comfortable with it. So it's like this ingrained, like snake wrapping around a person, right? Like you don't want that snake around you, but also like it's been there. So you kind of feel comfortable with it because it's been there. So I'm kind of seeing like this image of like a truck stuck in mud, right? Like you're trying to drive out, but also you're like, you're not trying to find a new way to get out. You're just kind of stuck in there and you're just kind of like, well, you know, so find a way to untangle yourself, find a way to get yourself out of there, right? I feel like right now you're just engaging in a battle with your thoughts. And I feel like maybe you need to be bored with this way of living in order to welcome a new way of living, right? Maybe you need to hit like a certain type of rock bottom, that tower reverse card, a certain type of rock bottom in your thought process, in your mindset, in order to want badly for yourself enough to get out, like in order for you to put this energy to get out of where you are right now, this bravery that's required to start something new. So I kind of feel like it's important to start toying with ideas of what your newness would look like. And on the back, I'm seeing the death reversed card. This card to me is about endings and beginnings, right? I kind of feel like right now you're going through, you're in the middle, right? I feel like you're in the doorway of who you've been, who you are, and you're toying with the idea of entering into the mystery of who you can become, of who you will be. But I feel like it's already happening, and I feel like it's just a part of you needs to accept that. Yeah. But new beginnings are here, as well as endings. In the back, the Six of Cups upright. That card to me is about childhood, memories of your childhood. This could be about the past. This could be about awesome memories. This could be about traumatic memories. Go ahead and kind of dip into that reel and maybe do some inner child work. Kind of see what your inner child would say to you right now, what they would admire about you. I feel like just kind of doing some inner child work will help you realize that you've been changing for a very long time and you will keep changing for a very long time and that it's okay to let go. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear from spirit today? What does collective need to hear from spirit today? Gabriel, Angel of Heralds. Hod, left leg submission. Israfael, Angel of Song. So Israfael, Angel of Song, to me is about endings. I feel like Israfael sings the songs as the day is ending, the movie is concluding, and it's also is a signal for what is to come, the beginnings, right? But I feel like right now maybe we're having a hard time saying goodbye to the versions of ourselves that we've grown to love, right? Because I feel like for some reason we're having a difficult time letting go, or like I kind of sense like almost like grieving, like maybe we're like grieving or putting off, that's what it is. We're putting off grieving who we know we're gonna need to let go of, the version of ourselves. Right, we need to kind of learn how to say goodbye. Gabriel, Angel of Heralds, to me is this card of hope, right? It's kind of this reminder that you're being guided. Like imagine a room of all darkness, all black, and you yourself, the light within you, is shining brightly, right? Even when you can't see the way, like you're still shining, you're still going forth and trying your best, and Gabriel is there to guide you, right? Like you don't realize how much you are being guided by the universe, while at the same time, you don't realize how much you are guiding others through your light, through the way you exist and interact. Right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's this beautiful power that is surrounding you right now, right? That you're being loved on. And you're needed, right? Like you are needed, even though I feel like maybe right now you're going through a dark time, I'm kind of sensing like this darkness. Realize that you have this eternal flame within you, and you are being guided, and you are guiding others, even though you might be feeling alone right now, right? In this, the Tower reverse card. We have Hod, left leg submission. This card to me is about surrendering, right? Like surrender who you thought you were, surrender who you have been, and letting go of the thoughts that have been burdening you, right? That Ten of Swords reverse, that Five of Swords reverse. Let go of those thoughts, let go of the need to feel safe in the ways that you haven't felt safe anyway, but you've been practicing the behaviors of doing them, trying to feel safe, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's been like this energy of like a dog chasing its tail, and the dog is tired but doesn't want to stop because he needs to get the tail. But I feel like right now it's important to just surrender. Just realize, like, hey, you know what? I'm not in control of everything. All I can do is be kind to myself and just love myself and try my best that way. Matariel, Angel of Rain, to me is about change, also with growth, right? And kind of realizing, like, hey, you don't really control where the rain falls. You don't really control when it's gonna rain, right? And not even really, like, you don't control when it rains. You don't control how much it rains. You don't control where. So it's about this acceptance of the changing of seasons, acceptance of the seasons of your life, right? Accepting where you are right now, today, in this moment, as you listen to this, and how that's different from the you an hour ago. From the you an hour from now, right? So it's kind of just about this eternal surrender. Realize that rain is gonna wash away. I feel like that's what we can do right now. It's like elemental work. Maybe do some rain work, right? Like some rain magic. Like go stand out in the rain next time it rains. Take a shower with the intention of purification, of cleansing, of starting anew, of washing away that which no longer serves you. Taking a bath, just kind of doing some work with the intention of cleansing, right? I'm kind of sensing like a good cleansing is in order. I feel like that's really going to help. this processing and grieving and letting go and surrendering and birthing new and planting new seeds. All right, so I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to, what should we pull from? I'm going to pull from this deck that I have not used on here. It's called Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein. It's this oracle deck. Okay. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to know today? When I surrender my will to the care of spirit and the universe, I attune my energy with an ever-present stream of well-being. Nice. That's pretty much what I've been saying. Surrender. I'm going to read it again. When I surrender my will to the care of spirit and the universe, I attune my energy with an ever-present stream of well-being. Yeah, you've got to just get into that flow. Surrender. Surrender your will to the care and spirit of the universe. Attune to your energy with an ever-present stream of well-being. Nice. So, I'm going to thank this deck. And I'm going to thank you for showing up today. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.